Ben Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 7:04 here on this Friday evening. It is a late edition of Happy Hour. Listen, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. It's DJ, John Jastrzemski. We're taking you through the next 4 hours. We're right here on the Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. We have the split but very terrific tag team, Peter Hoffman, my main man Brian Riscona. They're across the way, one via their home remote, the other via our studios. So find a way to get the job done. You got the Stallions. Good to have the Italian Stallion, Marco Belletti, with Mr. Medi's got the update at the top of every hour. And, of course, we're with you up until 11 o'clock. Where else? The Fan right here in New York City. And let's just say I am doing quite well. Very, very good spirits. Under 100, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the first time this year. That's right. Under 100, and I think it was the tips I got from my pro, the great Dave Polchinski. I had the juju of my old social studies and history teacher back from the Petrini School in 7th and 8th grade, and kind of a guy is a like-minded individual to me. Very much a history geek. I mean, he's rehashing the 90 NFC title game with the Giants and the Niners like it's nothing. So I'm like sitting there just eating all this up. He made me look bad because he barely gets out on the course and he shoots on the 90. Me, listen, I'm out there all the time and I still stink. But hey, today is a day for celebration. Now the question is, can I do it again? So I know that's becoming like a ritual now. I come on the air and I start waxing poetic about the golf. But hey, that is the activity. That is what gets me going. My guy Mike over at South Shore was incredible. So job well done. Job well done every which way. And I'm in a really good mood. Now, you want to know another reason why I find myself in a very cheery, optimistic, glass half full type of mentality. And I think it would be front and center about what I heard earlier in the day when it comes to Major League Baseball and the amount of players they had testing positive for COVID-19 after getting them back in facilities, after going through the rigors, after going through this, going through that. You see the numbers. The national percentage, this is from Johns Hopkins, so this is elite, elite level stuff, okay? The national percentage of positive tests has been around 7% in the last few days. Major League Baseball's initial intake results came back at 1.2%. That is good news. Now, does that mean Major League Baseball players can run amok and basically say, the hell with social distancing, the hell with this, the hell with that, we're going to do what we do, and we're going to go about our business the way we've always gone about our business? No. That is not going to fly. That is not going to work. But what you didn't want here, folks, is this notion of baseball getting back up and running. As you see the summer camps at Citi Field, all the reporters were out there, socially distant, of course, on Friday. Yesterday was the day of the Yankees. We had Gerrit Cole, who just had a baby. Congratulations to Garrett and Amy. Beautiful, beautiful baby boy. And he's wearing that rainbow Nike shirt, and he's pitching Aaron Judge. It was beautiful. None short of beautiful. Because I missed the crack of the bat. I missed that pop of the glove. I mean, I went back, I might have rewatched the Gerrit Cole fastball on Instagram like 15 times. Now, does that mean I have a problem? Yeah, it does. I'm fully aware of that. It might mean I have a little bit of a problem. But again, I am just thirsty. I'm thirsty for action, for sports, for games, for the moments that we all love. So yeah, this picture of baseball players in this bizarre July summer camp deal. Very different. All sorts of unique. But I'm into it already. Now, am I a sucker? Of course I'm a sucker. Okay? I don't hide it. I don't run from it. I'm as big a sucker as you're going to find. But I think many of you find yourself in that exact same position. And I think we could all admit Rob Manfred and what the owners tried to pull 3 or 4 weeks ago was a complete and utter waste of time. It was. Some of the arguments, some of the debates, some of the back and forth, the hypocritical nonsense, it was nauseating. But I've always been searching for that light at the end of the tunnel, which is the return of Major League Baseball. And I know these are going to be a long 3 weeks. I got news for you. They're not going to be a fun 3 weeks because I think for many of us, especially those of you who have like found yourself beaten down by a lot of the bad news and by the shutdowns and by, you know, what we've seen in some of the other states, which for my money is nothing short of a disgrace. But in seeing all of that, I think it has exhausted maybe some of you into saying, well, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm just waiting for that notification, that news that here we go again, bing, bang, boom, and this is going to be a lost cause and this is going to be a total nightmare. And we're not going to be able to get sports and specifically baseball back up and running. That countdown, though, is over 3 weeks. And I heard Mike say this right before I signed off, and I totally agree with him. Once these leagues start, they will do everything in their power to keep themselves going. I could be wrong on this. Listen, trying to predict anything that has gone on over the last 4 months, I mean, good luck. You try doing that, man, you'd find yourself a millionaire. Because I would have given you a million to one odds we'd have 3.5 months, almost 4 months, without the major four sports doing their thing and playing games. Easily, I would have given you those sort of odds. But I do believe it's far more likely, unless we are talking crazy, catastrophic, out of control type of numbers with positive tests. And I hope we never get to that point. And I hope the leagues are smart enough to do what they need to do as far as isolating their players once they get that news. But I think it's far more likely you see a shutdown of the sport before they ever get back on a playing field than opposed to the idea of starting in late July and then saying, oh, wow, we can't continue. Because I think they will do everything in their power to continue because of the economics at play. Whether that's right, whether that's the reasonable thing to do, that's an entirely different conversation. But you want my gut feel about what they will try to do? I think that's what they will try to do. Baseball, basketball, you name it. But even the idea of figuring out who's in and who's out, in some cases, is complicated. I mean, I'm sure many of you listening right now are fantasy baseball players. I know I am. Believe it or not, my draft is going to be a Sunday from now. Not the 5th, but July 12th. I'm going to have my fantasy draft online, of course. Not the usual brewhouse setting that I'm used to having. But the best player in all of baseball, because he has a pregnant wife at home, reports earlier in the day were saying Mike Trout was on the fence about whether or not he was going to play this year. Now, some guys like Gordon Hayward, for example, in the NBA, have basically said they're going to leave the bubble. Then they're going to have to come back and quarantine before they can ever play again. I mean, you're talking about almost a three-week process with these, if not more. If you're going to go home for a few days, spend time with mommy and baby, then get on a plane, come back to the scenario, and then you have to go 2 weeks to make sure that you don't have any of the symptoms or whatnot. So we're going to have a whole lot of that. That, like, question of who's in, who's out. Who's good? Who's not? It's almost like monitoring the injury report in the NFL where, you know, on Tuesday or Wednesday, I know this is always a challenge for somebody like me who's locking in picks. I always hate when, you know, somebody will ask me, can you get your picks in by Wednesday? I'm like, no. I got news for you. I'm not ready. Because I want to digest and dissect every last bit of information. And I get it. I'm working Monday to Friday. I got to release the picks on Friday because, you know, I'm a man of honor. I want to make sure that you guys have them. And you listen to the show. You listen to the show for me and for better or worse, the picks. And you want them. Totally get that. But yeah, in a perfect world, I wouldn't be making my picks till Sunday morning. Hours before I was doing the morning line here at WFAN or Place Your Bets over at SNY. But you know how like you follow, monitor an injury report? Someone who's questionable. You like watch their prognosis throughout the week. Well, that's how life is going to be in sports. We're dealing with the pandemic and dealing with the virus where somebody gets this pandemic, boom, they're out of commission 2 weeks at least. And I would say to be on the safe side of things, odds are if you end up testing positive and God willing, you shake through, everything's okay. And we've seen that already now with golfers, with NBA players. I mean, you name it, sport, I'll find you the positive test. I would say it's 2 weeks quarantine, and then it's another week to get back in game shape. Will that have an impact on things? Absolutely. And I heard Aaron Boone say this. I was actually all fired up. Hearing Aaron Boone, hearing John Sterling, hearing Susan, hearing all Howie, all the voices that I attach to baseball. Hearing those voices over these last few days has fired me up. It has fired me the hell up. I don't know what to tell you. Put a smile on my face. Like, how many of you on a 4th of July are used to a 1 o'clock game on the pool, at the beach, at your barbecue, driving around in your car, hanging out, whatever you might be doing? And you're turning on John and Susan, and you're listening to the game. I feel like a majority of these 4th of Julys, I've worked early, and I've been driving out as soon as, boom, I finish up my show, I'm doing the same deal. That's kind of a part of our tradition in many ways as sports fans. And look, there have been a whole lot of elements that have been taken away from us since the middle of March. From the NCAA tournament, the Masters, opening day in baseball when it's supposed to be, the Derby, the NBA and the NHL playoffs. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. 4th of July is one of those days I usually have circled on the calendar. So, country's birthday, honoring the Declaration of Independence, that beautiful document written by Thomas Jefferson, and usually day, it's full of baseball. Even when they wear those ugly, disgusting red hats, like even when the Yankees are dumb enough to wear a red hat, it's still the idea of seeing 4th of July Yankee event baseball. And yeah, in many ways, it's going to feel like a very different 4th of July, rolling around at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock and not having your team play. That's the hand we've been dealt. But hopefully that light at the end of the tunnel that I know I've been searching for, that many of you have been searching for, is closer and closer to being a reality. 7:18 here on this Friday evening. We're just getting going. It's JJ, Chancey Stremski. We're right here on The Fan. Get aboard. Want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. Your calls, your reactions. We'll get to the managerial side of things. And Aaron Boone touched on something that, hey, seemed like page out of our playbook from yesterday. For those of you thinking that these games could be managed drastically different, got a little bit of a reality check for you. We'll get to that. Your calls, they're coming up next.